He sat on the steps while she dressed, lazy in the sun. Jack played with his truck.
You should tell her.
He shook his head. After he'd sat watching Caroline's house like a voyeur, he called a lawyer in Pittsburgh and set up those beneficiary accounts. When he died, they would skip probate. Jack and Phoebe would be taken care of, and Nora would never need to know. Rosemary came back smelling of ivory soap, dressed in a skirt and flat shoes. She took Jack's hand and hefted a turquoise backpack on her shoulder. She looked so young, strong, and slender, her hair damp, her face concentrated in a frown. She would drop Jack at the sitter's house on the way.
Oh, she said, with everything else I almost forgot. Paul called.
David's heart quickened.
Did he?
Yes, this morning. It was the middle of the night for him. He'd just come from a concert. He was in Seville, he said. He's been there for 3 weeks, studying flamenco guitar with someone. I don't remember who, but he sounded famous.
Was he having a good time?
Yes, it sounded like he was. He didn't leave a number. He said he'd call again.
David nodded, glad Paul was safe, glad he'd called.
Good luck on your exam, he said, standing.
Thanks. As long as I pass, that's all that matters.
She smiled, then waved and walked with Jack down the narrow stone path to the sidewalk. David watched her go, trying to fix this moment. The vivid backpack, her hair swinging against her back, Jack's free hand reaching out to grab leaves and sticks, forever in his mind. It was futile, of course. He was forgetting things with every step she took. Sometimes his photographs amazed him. Pictures he came across stored in old boxes or folders, moments he could not remember even when he saw them. Himself laughing with people whose names he had forgotten. Paul wearing an expression David had never seen in life. And what would he have of this moment in another year, in five? The sun in Rosemary's hair, and the dirt beneath her fingernails, and the faint, clean scent of soap. And somehow, that would be enough. He stood, stretched, and loped off to the park. About a mile into his run, he remembered the other thing that had been nagging him all morning. The importance of this day beyond Rosemary's test. July 12th, Nora's birthday. She was 46. Hard to believe. He ran, falling into an easy stride, remembering Nora on their wedding day. They had walked outside into the raw, late winter sun and stood on the sidewalk shaking hands with their guests. The wind caught at her veil, whipped it against his cheek, late snow on the dogwood tree raining down like a cloud of petals. He ran, veering away from the park, heading instead for his old neighborhood. Rosemary was right. Nora should know. He would tell her today. He would go to their old house where Nora still lived and wait until she returned, and he would tell her, though he could not imagine how Nora would respond.
Of course you can't, Rosemary had said. That's life, David. Would you have imagined yourself years ago living in this dumpy little duplex? Would you in a million years ever have imagined me?
Well, she was right.